Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to fetch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like you're living forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how you use the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking.
Listen.
Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer.
Yeah.
Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers.
Yeah.
IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ring ring, got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Monday, September 9, 2019. Yours truly, Ray Ren 98 here. along with.
Okay. Oh, I didn't say. I don't know what happened to it. But. All right. It is Monday morning, so good morning, TNT. We are here where we definitely didn't want to be, didn't expect to be, but we are here. So, Ray, anything out over the weekend?
Nothing but now, over the weekend.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Okay, we're back.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Anybody here?
Yes. You don't hear me?
Myself?
No, we're here.
Well, let me see. I got to make sure I'm live first, so somebody got to text me before I get started. Ray,
you're live.
Talk to me.
You just
he
can't hear us for some reason.
Call too, though. I don't know.
Nope. I'm here. Okay.
How about now? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. There we go.
You can hear me?
Oh.
Tony, we good?
Okay, I can't hear Ray. If he can hear me,
I can't hear you.
I hear you fine.
But everybody else can hear me, obviously. Here. Let's see.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Okay, I got it. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. You can stop. Okay, but I am going to need to hear him at some point, just so you guys
okay.
know.
You still don't hear me.
All right. Anyway, I guess we didn't have any updates over the weekend or anything. Let me clarify this before I get started. I did get phone calls that there was, in fact, update, and people were calling me, asking me what Ray was talking about. So, guys, if you guys can pass it along, you know there is another Twitter account who tried to mimic us. So they took our background, says TNT, but there's a little variation. I think they got like 300 people following them or something, somebody told me. So you guys have to be careful. Whenever we send out something, just click on the TNT and see how many followers. If it's not 140-something thousand followers, then you know it's not us. You know they're just putting out some crap like they did this weekend. And unfortunately, Denar Guru, they sent it to me, did the same thing, put out some stuff that Ray said weeks ago or something, and then put yesterday's date on it. So you guys got to be real careful when you're out there looking at stuff like that for some reason. I guess it's just fun, amusing, or they're just ignorant, whatever it is, to pretend like you're TNT, or they want to be TNT or something. I don't know. So be careful with that. If you guys can pass that along, I can't go on to their Twitter account and tell those other 300 people they're following the wrong people, but I'm sure somebody knows how to handle that. All right. Now that that part's over with, let me see. Ray, do you just want to call me back? Because, no, I can't hear you. And we're going to need to hear each other if we're going to do this before we start talking about what's going on.
Right. Okay. Can you hear me now?
Disconnect and call me back.
All right, I'll have to do that.
Okay, I will. Do you hear me?
Yes, I hear you fine.
Yes, I hear you fine.
Okay, there we go. All right, now I hear you.
Okay, we're good to go.
All right, let's do it then. So you guys heard all the information I just said about the other Twitter account and all that stuff, right?
Right. Yeah, everybody heard all that.
Okay. All right, guys. Let me think, where are we at? Same place we were Friday. Everybody's sitting around waiting. Most of the banks are still at the exchange centers, as we checked this morning. Texas is not at the exchange center. And they just informed me, that's what it was on the other calls, that they were going to be in training until Thursday, is what they've been told. They're not doing Dinar training. They're doing some training that's required by the state of Texas for banks for some new programs that they're doing. So they are not doing Dinar training. But, unfortunately, the guys who are involved in the exchange process in Texas are part of the people who are doing the training. So unless they're going to stop in the middle of that or, you know, surprise them this evening, I don't know, which they could possibly do. And then we go from there. Since everybody else is still at their exchange center, we are still at the same code we were on Friday. It hasn't changed at all. They're sitting there waiting for that. The only thing that is different, and I know you guys have seen articles come out from Iraq saying that now they don't want to do the lower denoms or drop the three zeros, that they're not ready to do it, which everybody looked at as BS. From my side, because we know they're ready. On TV today, they're doing the same thing. He said it's a lot of information on TV in Iraq, but 1 minute it says they're dropping the three zeros, and he said 10 minutes later it says they're not. 10 minutes later it says they are. They're not. So they've been going back and forth all day. So to me, that's a surefire sign that they are. But we already know that they are. So they're trying to throw people off guard right now for putting out this misinformation. So there's a lot of misinformation out today. But we do not have to worry about it. We are not concerned about it because we know how close we are to this actually happening. The other thing that we know that we have seen is people out there still talking about this float, and I wish they would float on, and I mean float away, but they don't know what they're talking about. Our rates are set. It is going to come out at those rates, and they're right. Once it does, it's going to rise up on 4X. It's going to come down, and it will be their normal float of 2% every 90 days. There's nothing complicated about that at all, nothing. We are going to come out at the higher rates, which is their old rate reinstated, plus whatever interest they've tacked on to it at this point, or the additional 10 or 20% that they're going to tack on to it. So don't be confused. I don't know why they're still confused. Over the weekend, I got the call yesterday that there was a guru putting out that he had received the 800 numbers, got everybody sitting around waiting for an announcement or us to send out a tweet. Guys, nobody has received the 800 numbers. Nobody. And again, when they keep telling you that and this other stuff, and you wait an hour, 2 hours, you wait 2 days, he hasn't given them out yet, then he obviously was lying when he said it. And those are the ones you have to pay attention to. There's 800 numbers, just like the stop and sell of the currency, are to be given out 2 hours before the announcement happens. Not 2 days, not 2 weeks, 2 hours before the announcement is going to happen. We're probably going to have the 800 numbers, have our instructions and what to do. Not before then. So listen to who you want to listen to, but we're not at the bank and there's no 800 numbers given out this morning. So that should tell you for a fact. Other than that, we're sitting where we were sitting Friday, waiting to go. I don't see any issues at all. Iraq says they don't have any issues at all. Banks have come to a meeting of the minds. So I don't know if we're just waiting for Tuesday or what Texas think. The whole world revolves around them. That is not going to happen until they finish their training Thursday, but we will see. All right, Ray, did I forget anything?
Not that I can think of.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, let's see. First question on the board here. What's about the three zeros? You addressed that already. Sawdust says, my question is about Ray's homework assignment from last Friday. Number one, if we deposit our currencies in a multi-currency account, okay, the homework assignment was for you to learn what a multi-currency account is, who offers it, and how it's going to apply to you. So when you do that, that's going to knock out these three questions that you're asking me about what you can and can't do when you do your exchange with the multi-currency account. So Sawdust, do your homework. Future Bliss says, what is going on in Texas that is so important that they can keep delaying the release of the 800 numbers?
Okay, Ray, let me ask you a question before we go on to that first.
All right.
But would the three questions that the last person was asking you, would they benefit anybody else?
No.
Because I don't know what they are. Okay.
They're all about multi-currency accounts. And when most folks do the homework assignment, I think we'll stop hearing people talk about multi-currency accounts altogether. But I want them to do their own homework and learn what that is and what their bank will and won't do. Then they'll know if it's even something that would interest them.
Okay.
Because a lot of people have a misunderstanding of what they think that is and what they think they're going to do with it. And so instead of me or you trying to tell them, I just said, do your own homework, contact your bank, read up on the internet, multi-currency accounts, and you'll see who they're for, the purpose they serve.
Okay, but let me say this before we go to the next one. Guys, do what Ray said, because you should know for yourself. You should read it here and learn it. But after the RV, there are going to be some banks who have individual multi-currency accounts. They don't have them now, but they will after the RV. They're supposed to activate them. But go ahead and read and see what the purpose of them is. All right, so what was our next question? Where were we at?
Yeah, Future Bliss was saying, what's going on in Texas that is so important that they can keep delaying the release of the 800 numbers?
Okay, I don't know that is the purpose for why we haven't received the 800 numbers yet. I know they feel that they are that important, or this new state law in Texas for all banks that they have to have completed is important for them to operate in the state of Texas, is what he told me. But it was supposed to be 2 weeks. Just this morning, he told me they're going to be done on Thursday. So I don't know if that's what's holding us up or not, but he said every bank in the state is doing it. At least all of their bank branches are doing it at the time and getting certified. I don't even know if that is the holdup. See, they may surprise them, you know, tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, say, guess what? Training's done. Go to the bank. Do what you're supposed to do. We'll wait and see. All right, what's next?
Sunstar says, number one, would you please explain how the paymaster plays into the banking release of a dinar?
Okay, is there a 2, 3, and 4 after that?
Yes. Next
I got doing one more time.
Any news you can share on the Iraqi contractors? I mean, that's it for that question. The other question is about the contractors in Iraq.
All right. The paymasters have absolutely nothing to do with the banks. Absolutely nothing. They play no role with the banks. Paymasters are assigned to groups. Groups got to pick their own paymasters. Now, their contract with the bank, they're going to be paid. They have to sort out all the mess with the paymasters. The paymasters have to sort out the mess who's underneath them. Nothing really to do with us. That's a group thing. And if you're part of a group, your paymaster should have explained that to you already. He has no power, no authority, nothing until he gets paid and then starts dividing it up amongst you guys. And believe it or not, and I keep saying this because I know, different paymasters are going to do different things. They're not going to pay everybody that rate. They're going to use some excuse. They got to get paid. They got to get their percentage. Or just to make it easy, I just gave everybody one flat rate so we could do it. Something's going to happen. And more than likely, somebody's going to end up in a lawsuit. But I've been telling you guys that for 10 years. And everybody's account is going to get frozen. So if you get your money, get it. Run whatever account they put it in. You make sure you move it out that account immediately, because when something happens, they're going after all those documented accounts. So I'm telling you that right now. Okay, go ahead. What's next?
Any news you can share on the Iraqi contractors and foreign contractors in Iraq?
Didn't talk to anybody today. They had already thought this was going to be done last week. Based on their information and the bank information, and I didn't talk to any of them over the weekend. Let me see. Who is this calling? Uh-huh. All right. Go ahead.
Have you received any rumors of a back wall on the release of the coins and fields in Iraq?
No rumors at all. Just that they're all ready to go. They don't know why they're not going. They should have said it. And, guys, last week, you know, we got notified from the banks, well, okay, that, this was over and done with, got notified over there. They actually said next 48 hours you're going to be one of the richest people I know, blah, 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 and I'm still broke. So that was last week. We're waiting to see what comes out this week. All right, what's next?
Let's see. Larry One says, it's been a while since you mentioned about the rates. Can you reveal what the current rates are on the first basket of currencies? I thought I did that on the last call. We hit the rates real quick. Well, the call before the last.
No.
Maybe that's a while, though. Last week. What's dinar? Still, what, 391, somewhere thereabouts? Dong 47 cents, rupiah $1.08 or $1.25, depending on who's telling it to you. Zim 11 cents to 35 cents. I think those are the last rates that we shared. Rial $3.22, Afghani $2.39, Rial $3.22. Did I miss any?
Well, let me see. You put the dong at 391 and the
dinar at 391.
The dinar at 391 and contract at 28.50.
Oh, yeah, I left out the contract rate.
Right. The dong, guys, is one, because, you know, we've been getting 47 cents. The last couple times we got 220 and $6. So I want to give 47 cents, 220 with a contract rate of $6, because it's going to be somewhere in that range. And the rest of them, I think you did okay with the Zim up to 35. I wouldn't count on the Zim over 35 cents. That was the contract rate. I know some people are going to tell you what humanitarian is, 1-to-1 or is 2-to-1, and you know, still got to drop to 6 zeros regardless of what the rate is. So those people who tell you there'll be no zeros dropped are just wrong. I'm just going to put it that way. If the Zim goes, it will be with 6 zeros dropped. All right, what's next?
That was it. Let's talk live to some people.
Okay, let's do it.
865, first on the scene.
Hi there.
Good morning.
Hi there. Good morning to you and good afternoon to you, Ray. Appreciate the info and the insights here and the innuendos and all that other good stuff. There's been a lot of, you know, kind of just chitter chatter in the media dealing with the Prime Minister. He's getting too soft on corruption. He's too sweet of a guy, or he's not, you know, he's corrupt or whatever, and that they need to kind of ease him out. Kabuki theater or just what? And how would you compare that kind of stuff to what was happening in the Kuwaiti situation years back?
Well, I saw the articles that you're talking about. But they've been saying that since he got elected, that they were going to get him out of office. And he's not. You know, a lot of people say that over here, and it's not happening either. So I'm going to go with the Kabuki theater. Okay.
Okay.
There's no precedence for him to be removed. He hasn't done anything. And the chaos that it would cause would throw us back another 4 or 5 years. So I don't see that happening, especially not before the RV.
Okay, good enough. Also, there have been things floating around that tomorrow might be yet another holiday, and the cabinet met on Sunday rather than its normal Tuesday, which would be saying there might be something to that. Are your folks saying, yeah, it is a holiday, or no, we haven't heard anything about it, or just, again, Kabuki theater?
We didn't talk about holidays this morning. I didn't ask them about it. They didn't mention it. But I saw the article on Saturday that said they were voting to make Tuesday a holiday. I just haven't followed up, and I forgot the name of it. I don't think
Ashura
it was a
or something like that. But,
yeah.
Okay. And it's been a while since your comparison of what your committee person is saying versus your banking sources. Have there been any changes or a meeting of the minds, each one giving a little bit, or are they still lying in the sand and they're standing where they were 3 weeks ago?
They're still on their own side of the line. Nobody's crossing over. Nobody's inching closer. They're still standing there saying, I'm right and he's wrong. So.
Okay.
I'm saying we will see.
Fine enough. It sounds like that's the theme of this whole process. We shall see, or time will tell, as someone else tells us, and all with that. Okay, gentlemen, that kind of answers my questions for the day, and 10 days from
okay,
whenever.
Wait.
We know.
Hold on.
Yes, sir.
Before you say your goodbye.
All right.
You know, you're a celebrity at TNT, and I get all kind of questions about you. Text messages. I go to the bar to have a drink, and they want to talk about the CIA lady. I get on the boat, and they're like, is that lady from CIA in Virginia? Where is she at? So,
mm-hmm.
You know, inquiring minds want to know, which division of CIA do you belong to?
I wish I knew. I wish I knew. They haven't told me yet. Yeah, I just have to keep looking out for the black SUVs out in the front yard or backyard, as the case may be. So that's funny. Well, thank you very
much.
Well,
you said that the other day, and the guy texted me and said, doesn't she drive a black SUV?
Well, I was looking out to be sure that nobody had hit it. That's actually what the real reason was. So, okay.
Oh, okay. Right.
You guys are so funny. You make my day. So let's make this a marvelous, monumental Monday, start of a great week. Let's hold for that. And then 10 days from whenever, that's when we'll be having our TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project. And notice, Ray, that the is getting longer and longer. So we are hopeful.
Yes.
We remain hopeful. Thank you. Have yourself a
great day. All right,
guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take
care. Bye bye.
All righty. Bye bye. 281 area code, you are on.
Well, hello, Ray and Tony. How are you guys doing today?
Fantabula.
I'm super fantastic.
To the nth degree. And yourself.
Well, good. I'm good. Well, I'm glad you didn't rag on Texas today, Tony. You did pretty good this morning.
Well, not yet. You know, we started.
You need to quit it with your COVID stuff. Okay. Well, anyway, I have a question. Have you heard or are you aware of the private banks or private satellite banks is what they're calling them that should be opening up around the nation once this happens or before this happens? Are you aware of those types of banks coming into the U.S. especially?
Actually, I thought they opened last week or week before last.
Really? Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's when I thought they opened already, and it was other branches who are going to team up with Iraq, not just Iraqi branches.
Okay, so I have two more questions. When they say satellite, in your opinion, what does that mean?
It means they could be loan branches in a state somewhere. They are not a main branch. They are not from Iraq as their home. Satellite is away. Just like we shoot satellites in the sky off Earth, they're just in a different location. That's all. Satellite branches, not entire bank, branches.
Okay. So with that said, then does that mean that they will be handling or – it will be more than just an Iraq foreign currency type bank. It could be any other country other than Iraq that will be that you can go.
Okay,
in
so
and
let
do
me tell you. Let me tell you. Yeah, we have here. We have Japanese banks. We have Chinese banks. I think we have a. Israeli bank. No, let me think. It sounds so. We have foreign banks right here in Sacramento, and throughout California. Okay. So this is not going to be the first one. So, and they have their main branches are in their home country, but they've opened branches here. They follow all our laws, all our rules. They don't get to come here and write their own or do what they did. They still have to be sanctioned by the U.S. and do business. You know, a lot of them, especially in New York and Chicago, are for businesses that are over there doing country here. I mean, doing business here in the United States, just like Iraq is doing, changing their laws, and going to have satellite banks over in Iraq for companies that are doing business there. And sometimes they want to do them in their currency. They want to wire money from a Japanese bank to a Japanese bank here in the U.S. and then do their business from here, from this perspective. They're just setting up the same things to Iraq. We do not have to go to one of their branches or one of their banks to do an exchange. Absolutely not. It has nothing to do with us, okay? I'm not going to say we can't prevent us from doing it, but that's not where we're going to go. We're going to go to a U.S. bank and do it because U.S. has an agreement on what they're going to get for those dinars. Nothing to do with us trying to give them directly back to Iraq.
So, in your opinion, do you feel that as far as multi-currency accounts, that the U.S. banks will be doing that in the future? Or will those satellite banks be some of the banks that, if we know where they are and what banks, where they are located, that we could do the multi-currency accounts with those banks?
Okay, so here's two things. I only know of one of the top five banks that's going to do MCCs, okay? So MCA, multi-currency accounts, especially for individuals. They do them already for business. Now, Ray probably don't want me telling you guys this because he told you to do your homework. So he probably be mad at you for even bringing it up. But anyway, the thing is, we're going to do those other banks. They may not even want your business because most of them don't want U.S. citizens. They're doing it for their citizens and their business people that are here on the country to make things easier for them.
Mm-hmm,
it's not
mm-hmm.
really for all of us to go try and be members in their banks. And again, I know most of them don't even want Americans in their bank.
Right. Well, this was a question that I've had for years, and I think I've asked this question over the years because of the fact that when we were back in the day talking about multi-currency accounts and moving certain foreign currencies that we have into those banks and not having to convert them to U.S. dollars but leave them in that country's money, that's why I asked that. And if we're having those satellite banks coming into the U.S., I was just wanting to know if we would be able to do that with those banks or if the U.S. banks will be letting us have that opportunity to do that. That's why I asked that question. And I've been asking that
okay.
for years. So once I heard about
yeah.
the satellite banks, that's why I asked the question. So, okay.
All right, good question. If, to me, you're concerned with two things. You know, it's a good subject to talk about. Even back then, we were talking about it. Some of these, you know, smarter than average gurus, and that was dog. I didn't forget what the guru said name. Just joking. When I call him smarter than average, we're telling you guys that the dollar was going to go down by 30%, 40%. That our economy is going to crash. So you need to put your money in these other accounts and save it and wait. And what did I tell you? Same thing to you. First of all, the dollar is never going to go down 30% overnight. They're just plain idiots. Not even over a 6-month period of time because our entire economy would crash. And that's not going to happen, I can promise you. And whatever it went down, wouldn't it make more sense to just get more dollars while the dollar is weak? So that when it comes back, you'd have stronger purchasing power and you would have more dollars. Why
right.
would I sit it over there and wait, let the dollar get weak and it sit over there? Every country in the world basically follows the U.S. If we're going down, they're going down. So
mm-hmm.
why
mm-hmm.
would I take that kind of opportunity when I live in the U.S.? Now, I can't
yeah.
shop with dinar at the mall, at the dealership, or, you know, down at 7-Eleven. So why do I want dinars? I don't. Dong or anything else that I can't use to survive. If dollars is what we use, I need more dollars.
Yeah.
So I would never put my money in a multi-currency account because I'm scared of the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
That just wouldn't happen. Or I think it may get greater later, because later may be another 10, 20 years than what it's going to be when it comes out right now. That's not a gamble I would make. I'd rather make more dollars with my dollars.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just me.
Okay. Well, that's what I wanted to ask, because I know I have heard that those banks were going to be opening within 2 weeks. But that's surprising that you're saying you thought they may have opened already. So, and of course, we don't know who and where they are located, but that's interesting. Who knows? One of us.
Actually, we do. Let me see. Go listen to, it was the last week, I gave you guys the 6 states where they were located at, because it was only 6 of them. I'm pretty sure I gave
yeah.
it to you last week because I got it, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, sir. That was my question. So I guess as time progresses, we'll know more, find out more. So, all right. Thank you, guys.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Have a super fantastic day. All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Ray? Nope. Lost him again?
Wait.
Oh.
Okay. Next up, 706 area code. You're on. 706? No 706? 360 area code. You're on.
Well, good afternoon, Ray. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, heck, I hate to brag. I'd say super fantastic-er, at least.
Okay.
Or just super fantastic. And I think, you know, the attitude, as I said before, that's the only real choice we got. And so I think you keep a good attitude. Your health will be better. Everything's better. So that's
right.
That's my take on that. I guess the first question I got, and I'm kind of surprised that CIA lady didn't ask this, and I noticed that, you know, humor is always the great deflector when you don't really want to answer a question straight out, yes or no. But I just found that humor is sometimes how people dance around that. But I guess my first question is, how are we coming on that pink slip receipt for G-Man?
Looking forward to it. That's about all we can do right now.
I never want to see somebody fired from a job unless they want to be fired from it. And I kind of got the impression that he wants to be fired from it. And so then I'm okay with it. Next, and I suppose, Tony, this is because of you. I don't want to feel like Texas is being slighted by me not telling Danny from Dallas that up here I'm at the opposite end of the country just about from him, and I'm hoping that he is still in the warm weather and taking advantage of the air conditioning to talk to his mom, just for a point.
Okay.
Tony, just to reiterate what you're going to do, when you get the numbers, the 800 numbers, you'll validate them and then contact us? Is that how that's going to go?
When we get the 800 numbers, we will absolutely validate them, make sure who our source is, and I'm actually going to contact some people in D.C. myself. They're about to make sure the numbers are legit first. And then I'm going to call the number and set my appointment so I can make sure the number's legit. And then I think I'll send it out to you guys. No, I'm just joking.
All right.
No. I will verify the number not only with those guys, but with some regional VPs that I have in the banking system. And we'll try and go through our committee guy in the Pentagon. So it's just a couple quick calls that I'll make to make sure that they are the legitimate numbers. And then we'll tweet out. I'm giving everybody the exact same chance. Well, Ray might go ahead and make his appointment. But, you know, I got some stuff I got to go through first before I make the appointment, with Washington, just to make sure. So I won't be the first one in line, but I won't be the last one in line either. And then I'll send it out to everybody at the exact same time. Every single person, 140,000 people, will get to tweet at the exact same time. Here is the number. And we'll get started. The number and any instructions I can put in that tweet will go in that tweet. And if they give me a link, like I'm praying to God that they do, to their page or their site where they want you to go to, I will tweet that out so everybody can go there instead of shutting my server down.
That makes sense. And was that little thud I heard on my phone, was that the bus running over, Ray? I wasn't sure.
I don't know. Look, I'm just like you guys. I'm excited because I want to see what he's going to do. I really do.
Well, listen, it seems to me you guys have earned a spot at the front of the line. I don't know how everybody else feels, but it seems to me that you guys certainly have earned the right to be there, at least the first couple in line for sure. I mean, I wouldn't mind you guys being behind me one bit, and so you know.
I probably will. I'll probably be behind 100,000 of you. If not it's going to be a couple of days before I go in, but it'll be all right.
Yeah. To reiterate your point, I mean, I got that tweet too, and I was kind of surprised when I got it. And I went back and looked at it again and saw the difference in the followers. And so that's actually a very poignant observation to make when we're looking at this, when the number does come out, is to take a second and not get too excited and look at the followers, number of followers, and that will obviously separate you from the rest. And that, so I think that's...
Well, let me tell you guys this. Any tweet you get, just like this weekend, from us, you should look at the followers first. And if it is that other group, again, I think they got 300 or something people following them, you should instantly block them, delete them, whatever, so you don't have to go through that again. But once you see that's happening, but I just want everybody to be aware that it is out there. And I don't know what they're getting out of it, but they do send out tweets and say it's Ray or it's Tony or something. But anyway.
Sure, sure. Well, anyway, gentlemen, I that's what I got for today. And I think that I feel good about it. Whenever it does happen, I know it'll come at the perfect time because I'll be ready when it does. So have a great day, Ray. Have a great day, Tony. And look forward to shaking your hand in person.
All right,
all
sir.
Right, thank you, sir.
You bet.
765 area code, you're on. Okay, 707, you're on.
Can you hear me, Ray?
Okay, go right ahead.
Oh, thank you. Okay, I have my earplugs in, so I had to unplug them. I have three questions, one for you and one and two for Tony. On yours, Ray, if you were purchasing some large items like another house or another car or something, what kind? You've said something about this in previous calls about what kind of trust, or if it needs to go in a trust or a foundation, or where would you put it if you were doing something like that?
Well, yeah, for me, trusts are handling all acquisitions and purchases.
Excuse me?
I said trusts are handling all acquisitions and purchases.
Is there any particular type of trust that you would handle?
Well, for me, the complex trust is
complex.
My choice.
Uh-huh. Oh, is there a particular reason for that? And then I'll research what kind of my trust attorney will tell me that. But there, she's not fully up to speed on this not being a scam yet. And so I got to make suggestions to her as to what kind of trust I'm looking for. And why?
He's not up to speed on this being a scam. Okay. Well, that has nothing to do with you having a trust created and operating out of that trust.
I'm just thinking in terms of having her understand what I'm asking for, if she has a different opinion from what you're suggesting, something other than a complex.
Oh, hell yes, she's going to have a different opinion. I can tell you that right now. When you go in and tell her you want a non-statutory complex trust, she's going to have a whole lot of different opinions for you. You need to know what you want and why you want it, because she is going to have a different opinion. Because she's not going to know and understand what you want and the reason you want it. You don't even know that yet. That's what you have to learn, what the trust is, what types there are, what you want it to do. I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to all of you listening. Because most of you, when you go in and tell an attorney that this is what you want, they are going to tell you something totally different, because they're looking at it from one perspective.
Yeah.
When you go in and say, I want to do something irrevocable, they're going to look at you like, have you lost your mind? Do you know what that means?
That means you can't get it back. Well, when you understand what you're doing, you don't want it back. But they don't understand it yet until you go in and say, well, this is what I want. Can you do it?
Oh, okay.
Not try to talk me out of it.
Is there a source, a really good source for me to learn more about that? I don't know of any source to send you to
other than what you can read and then listening from different places, someone that may be teaching it.
Yes.
There's strategy behind this also, and that's what your attorney's not going to know and understand until you tell it to him or her if they're trying to talk you out of it. But if you just go in and say, I want a non-statutory trust put together irrevocably, they're going to try their level best to talk you out of that. Because what they understand, that's not in your best interest. But they don't understand what it is you're trying to do and why you're trying to do it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I think that answers my question for your, from you. I have another question for Tony, too. Where I'm going to be in Sacramento tomorrow in afternoon, and I wanted to know if there's some place I could find you and shake your hand for about a minute.
Well, let me think. It's Tuesday. What do I do on Tuesdays? Oh, yeah, I'm at the bar, so just go to the bar, look for the guy drinking scotch, smoking cigars, and I'm going to be there. But no. Let me see. Today would have been a good day because we could have watched the football game. Because I'm going to.
But I had to
tomorrow,
listen to this call.
You know what? You can't. There is a cigar lounge. Are you going to be downtown?
I'll be wherever you are if I can find you.
All right. I know this is dangerous what I'm about to do, but I'm going to do it anyway.
I realized that was asking you to do something difficult, but you're good at that.
Yeah. There is a cigar lounge at the train station. It's called Steampunk Cigars. Right across from the federal courthouse.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'll do my.
What time are you in town?
I'll be there whenever you are.
Oh, okay. I thought you were just coming through or something.
No, I'm going to be over there for a few hours. I'm coming to look at one of the vehicles I'm looking at.
Oh, okay. So,
but I can make.
I'm just thinking, usually during the day, it's a lot of judges and attorneys and stuff in there during the day. So maybe around 5 or 6 o'clock.
Oh, okay. That'd be great for me.
Yeah.
I'll make it.
Yeah.
And I've got a private label wine for you.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Now I have one other. Is that it? So the bar at the Amtrak.
The cigar lounge. Cigar lounge at Amtrak stations, across from the federal courthouse. It's called Steampunk Cigars.
Okay. I'll do my best to get there. I sure hope I see you.
All right.
Now,
call me. Let me know.
I don't have your number.
Okay.
Ray's got my number if you want to text it to me.
Yep.
Okay.
As soon as we get off the call, he'll send it to me. I'll send you my number. Just call me when there.
Oh, okay. So if Ray will handle that, or
yep,
he'll capture your number for me right now. He got it.
Oh, okay, good. Now my suggestion on the tweet that you're talking about sending out the 800 numbers on.
Yes.
A lot of times, those of us who I've never been able to completely go through and sign up for Twitters. And what a suggestion to put that information on the update page of the website.
Oh,
we
absolutely
have instructions
will.
With it. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it'll be on the website. It'll be on the form.
Oh, okay.
We'll put it in the chat room. But first thing I'm going to do is tweet it out to everybody so they can get started. And then we'll put it in the other locations.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of times you send out tweets, and when I get it, it gets down to the link. And the link is missing because you've used up all your words.
This is what happens. So you guys don't understand. So in Twitter, if you're looking at it and you only have part of it, all you have to do is hold your thumb or your finger down on it on your phone, and it will take you to the second page where you can read everything. You just have to hold it down.
Good.
That's it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's simple enough. You're good.
Yeah. Okay.
I really appreciate it. I think there are probably some other folks that may have a similar problem with that. So it's very helpful. So.
All right.
Okay. Sure hope I see you there, Tony.
All right. Yep. Just give me a call. I'll come down there. All right. Thanks.
Oh, okay. All right. Bye.
Right. 610 Erico, you're on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It's G-Man NPA.
Hey, sir.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing super fantastic, Tony. And it's another dynamite day here in the USA, ladies and gentlemen. And for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to help pay for the calls. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. And as always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for sharing you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members. They're still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification. Protect your principal. And rally, rally, rally so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home style North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite day. And yes, I am looking forward to you, Ray, sending me that pink slip. I'm looking forward to that very, very much.
Okay. All right. Thank you,
All right,
sir.
Have a good one, guys.
Have a great day. All right.
Take care. Thank you.
Thank you.
209 area code, you're on.
Good evening and good morning. Ray, this is for you, and I think you guys were talking about a tweet that went out. I didn't get it as a tweet. I got it as an email from you, which I thought was strange. So I went back and looked at it, and it didn't have a Tweety Bird on, so I went into the tweet, and I didn't see it there. So is this tweet that everybody's talking about having to do with digital banking? The other day it said satellite banking. But the one I looked at said digital banking for ZENUS.com. Is that the one they're talking about?
No. No, he's talking about a tweet that went out from someone pretending to be TNT.
Well, this came from Ray Wren, 98, with your picture on it.
Correct.
So
that's
you,
not the one they was
that
talking about.
Okay, did you send that out, though? Because I got it as
yes.
an email, not a tweet. Okay, so... I was a little bit confused because I got it as an email, and when I went into Twitter, it wasn't in Twitter. It was in my email. Do you have my email?
And I didn't send it to any email addresses. I sent that one out through Twitter as a tweet.
Okay, so this is a good tweet then. This zenus.com is a good tweet. And are you suggesting we follow through with that?
No.
Say that again?
Am I
suggesting what?
The tweet I received had to do with digital banking, and it was zenus.com.
Yeah, I was just telling folks to check into that. Yeah, to take a look at it. That's all. Just take a look at it.
Okay, and is that something you will be doing yourself?
I just told everyone to take a look at it.
Okay, I'm good with that as long as I know it came from you. And then the other thing is, because a lot of questions have been asked, I wasn't sure if that was my question, and you tell us to put our hand down. How do you put your hand down?
Press star one.
Okay. Same
just
way.
Like you did to all put
right,
it up.
All right, well, then I thank you very much, and I hope we get something from you tomorrow. Thanks, guys.
Okay, you're welcome.
Bye.
All right, wait, maybe I misunderstood. I thought she said she didn't get a tweet. She got an email.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened, but it was a tweet that I sent out. I don't know how she received it as an email. But you were referencing something somebody sent out pretending to be TNT. That was something that came from me personally.
Right. But I was just trying to clarify right now that you didn't send out an email, so she shouldn't have got an email.
Now, she shouldn't have received it as an email, but I did send that out as a tweet.
Right.
So I don't know how it wound up being an email for her.
Well, but that's what I was saying, though, too.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
So,
we're good.
And the other thing, guys, because I know this whole conversation was confusing. Somebody sent out a tweet to people over the weekend claiming to be TNT. They were not. And then again, Denard Guru posted something on their page claiming it was from TNT yesterday, and it wasn't. It was actually something that was said 2 weeks ago. And that was confusing people, and that's why I was getting calls and texts yesterday. So just be careful. All right. Okay.
All right, 951 area code, you're on.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good morning.
Oh, okay. Great. Okay, I didn't know if you heard me or not.
Yes, sir.
Anyways, on Friday's call, you mentioned something about being able to, like, loan money from ourselves and like, you know, turn yourselves interest and use it as a tax write-off and stuff like that. Where would I learn how to do that? Is that something that Ray teaches in his classes, or where would I learn more about that? And what is that called?
I don't know if Ray teaches that or not. Do you?
No.
No. Okay. So we have annuities. And people teach you how to use your annuity to start basically your own bank, borrow from yourself, make payments to yourself, interest, and write it off. So I am going to try and have somebody in Vegas to talk to you guys about that if we get to do our 4-day event there and just give you some heads up. You don't have to use them or anything else. It's just to give you that type of information. I don't really want to do it on our one-day events because I want to have time to introduce you to some people and say thank you, like meet and greet, and more importantly, give out some things that I want to give out there and then let you guys ask a lot of questions about the past, the present, and the future. But during the Vegas event, if nothing else, we do, or even maybe during the bank opportunities that Ray is doing, they will bring those up to you and tell you where you can learn about it and how to do it. Because that's what rich people do. They borrow from themselves, they pay themselves, they write it off themselves, and they never have to worry about it. They always qualify for every loan and, you know, and get to write it off and make money.
Yeah.
Okay?
All right. All right, great. sounds good. So, you think there's a possibility we could be going this week, or? I mean, there's always a possibility. I know that.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, it's always a possibility, and yeah, some banks are looking for it every day and think it should have already been here. The people in Iraq are confused about why we don't see it already and why it hasn't been released. But like I said today, he said it's going back and forth. It's happening, not happening, happening, not happening, which is a good sign to me because they're kind of trying to confuse people at the last minute so they won't be ready for it. But, guys, we know they've already told them and put out on TV about the Lord Dinams, about the coins, about how it's going to work, about everything else. And they just wouldn't put this much effort into it every day after day after day if we weren't that close to it really happening. So, yeah, I think we're good. I think we're in a good spot.
All right. Well, great. Thank you guys so much, both of you, for everything that you do. And I'm ready.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right.
All right. To the 209 area code caller, if you sign up with Twitter to receive the email notifications, then it will send a tweet to you as an email. So you must have signed up to receive it that way, and that's how it got to you in that manner. 501 area code, you're on.
Hello. That me?
Hello. That's you.
Me.
I've got a question on the last Friday's call at the end of it whenever you were chewing everybody out for being on the Q&A and not having a question, and then Tony come on saying that he had a update from Wells Fargo that anybody in Arkansas that wanted to exchange with Wells Fargo had to travel to Texas. To avoid all the buses showing up at the bank in Texas, do you know of any other banks in Arkansas that we can exchange at? And do you think that those banks, in your opinion, would be competitive with Wells Fargo?
I think all banks are going to be competitive. I would think there will be some bank in every state that's going to do this, even if it's not a tier one bank, it could be a tier two bank. But all I know is the representative from one bank says they don't have any there and that you would cross the border if you want to exchange with them. And when it happens, I guess we'll put it out there.
Okay.
Oh, no, we were actually talking about Wells. So I actually got that from a Wells bank. So whether it's true or not, I did get that from a Wells bank. All right.
And in your opinion, what is the reason that it's been kicked down the road a little longer now as yet again? Or has it been?
I have no idea. None. And I can honestly say that I have no idea. Because everybody I talk to says it's done, it's sitting there. It's, as I told you guys, yes, it's code red, and they're waiting for it to go to code. So I didn't tell you on Friday. So anyway, they're waiting for it to go, and everybody's just sitting there twiddling their thumbs, getting upset. I mean, some of these guys haven't been home in over a month, because they're sitting here waiting to do this and keep getting told, okay, it's getting ready to happen, and we don't want you to go back home, but we don't want to have to bring you back. I mean, every day. And they're not at their branches. They're sitting at these locations. But they think it's ready, so.
And now I have a question for Mr. Ray. Okay. I have 5 children. And I would like to set up like a bloodline trust for them so that nobody other than my bloodline can access their money, their funds. Because I'm not looking at me just getting wealthy. I want generational wealth. Is that something that is feasible in your mind, or do I need to venture down different avenues?
You said you want to set up a blind trust for them?
A bloodline.
Oh, bloodline.
Blood trust. Yes.
Definitely. Yeah, you want to have that bloodline feature. You don't want the in-laws crouching in on the money.
And that's an avenue that I need to go down. I don't need to venture into something else. if that's what I'm looking for, correct?
That's the only tool that you can use that would make that stick. I don't know of any other structure. You sure can't do that with a corporation nor an LLC. You would have to have a trust put together and have that stipulated in the indenture that only bloodline relatives can sit on the board. You just created law, and every court in the United States of America will uphold it.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you very much. That's the question that I had, gentlemen, and Lord, I hope this rides over with soon.
All right, sir.
You and me both. All right, thank you.
972 area code, you're on.
Good morning, fellas. Danny in Dallas.
Hey, Danny, what's going on,
good
sir?
Good morning, how are you?
Hey, it's still a hot one. We were hoping this last weekend would be both the revaluation and the last 100-degree weather, but here we sit. Don't want to be here, but here we are. I do have three pertinent questions that I want to put out there, and then I'll cut loose here. Not last Friday, but the Friday before, I was able to get on the call, but I forgot to ask a question that had happened before I got on it. I'm surprised others have not picked it up. Tony, you were asked a question about caps, and immediately you said there are no caps. Now, the caller did not specify a denomination or a currency, and so that left me with a quandary here. You had already announced that there are no caps on the dong, and that was good news for most everybody. But when you say there are no caps, you know of no caps, that kind of pushes it toward the dinar. 20 million was what we were told in the past, and most of us have been thinking about that. Are there caps still on the dinar?
It's still 20 million as far as I know.
Okay. Well, I assumed that it was just a quick answer to a quick question, and probably it was encouraging to me because that's where you can go find some more dinar. But I do understand, and I hadn't built up any particular hopes. You talked to your people, your contacts. I don't know if it was committee or what in the past, and last Friday. You said that the prices were going up or the rates were getting better. And, of course, you didn't specify. I want to be the first to ask if you would specify, because we've had that $3.91 now for several weeks. But last Friday they indicated that the prices were better. So do you have an explanation for that, or is that I don't want to read too much into it. What's up with that?
Let me think about it. Let me see. Well,
if this is something you have access to, but you don't want to announce, that's all right, too.
Well, actually, since you brought it up, I was going to see right now if I can get an update on current rates. But I got to text it and see how long it takes me. So I will be doing that right now. But we had said before... We didn't want to talk about crazy rates because they said the rates were going up, but some of them just sound so crazy. You know, Ray said, I don't even want to repeat that because I don't even want to, just crazy. So.
Yes. Well, I understand that pressure. What I've had to tell people since I've been in it for a long time, and I keep telling more people about it, they get frustrated after 3 or 4 weeks. They say, how come it hadn't happened? And I just look at them, and I think of you. And basically I say, well, I can tell you what I'm told because they're told a certain thing. But if you don't want to hear it, then I won't bring it up. And always the response is, no, I want to hear it. So I'm repeating that for this reason. I think we want to hear it, even if they are crazy. You can tell us they're crazy later on.
Danny, there's certain people that cannot handle information.
Well,
you may not be
category.
One of them. You're not in that category, but there's several thousand others who are. So the needs of the many outweigh the desires of the few. Okay. And the many don't need to know that, don't need to hear that information. Because they can't
Danny,
hear
this is what would happen. Danny, I would tell you the rate, and everybody would say, you know, I'm changing my name to Bill Gates. And they would go mortgage the house, sell the cars, and even put the kids up on eBay so they can get all this money to buy some more currency at this rate.
I see.
We don't want that to happen, right?
Well, of course not. Well, most of us don't. I've got plenty of kids. It'd be all right.
And Danny, if it doesn't happen, they're going to blame Ray and Tony for it, not you.
Okay. Just put my name beside yours, and they can blame me, too, and I'll cut the load in half. But quite frankly, all you can tell us is what you're told. And you are quick to tell us that doesn't seem to be right. You know, we've gone down a few dead-end streets along the way, and that's okay. There's a growing process I've discovered after 10 years. I was looking for black sedans and all sorts of people when I received my first currency. And I was glad that I got it before we actually RV'd. But that was 10 years ago this month. So there's a maturing process that I think benefits everybody if you can make it through the roller coaster ride. Anyway, let me back away from that. Thank you for giving me some feedback on it. And I appreciated particularly that advice that basically you gave Arkansas lady secondhand. I don't even know if she was still on the line last Friday, but I remember making the comment, to solve her problem, she just needs to come to Texas. Bus lady would be glad to pick her up, and then she'd go back and buy that little town. It'd be all right. So if she's listening, she got that little bit. I got to go.
And she put her own bank in there then, huh?
There you go. Thanks so much for what you do. See you later.
All right, thanks.
All right. 404 area code, you are on. 404. Okay, 510 area code. You are on.
Brothers Renfro, how you doing?
Greetings, sir.
All right, how you doing?
Pretty fat for a square with no hair. Calling from California. I got a question. Well, actually, it's an advantage of being this late in the call because I've had several of my questions answered already, but I do have a couple of more. I just wanted to basically have an understanding of how this works and see if I have anything out of order here. You get the 800 numbers, you disseminate them to us, and I am to tell the person that answers the phone what district I'm from. Right now, I'm drawing a blank on what district I'm from. I'm in California. I think I'm 12. Is that right?
Yeah, that doesn't matter. They're going to know what district you're from. That doesn't bother them at all.
All you
need to do is answer their questions and give them your name, your zip code, how much you have of each currency. They're going to schedule your appointment, tell you where to go.
Okay. So now once I got my appointment, I show up, and I've got my currency and I guess supporting documentation like receipts or whatever, and then I'm going to ask if the contract rate is available on the currencies I have. That's my personal strategy. From there, now this is the part I get a little confused about. Am I setting my appointment for the wealth manager then, or is it later?
Okay, depending on how much currency you have, some people will just exchange, period. Some people will exchange with a wealth manager to get set up and make get their bank accounts and sit there and negotiate an interest rate, depending on how much you have. So the guy with $500,000 or even $5 million is not going to sit down with a wealth manager at that moment. He's going to do his exchange and go on about his business. They're going to schedule him a wealth manager next week. Now the guy with $500 million is going to be treated totally different.
Okay, so now that brings me to my next question. So let's say I'm in the category that I need a wealth manager because of the amount. Now, I know you have these seminars coming up with these banking representatives that are going to present product that we may be interested in. If I get locked in with the wealth manager before that, isn't that a disadvantage to me? I mean, can I delay that so I can hear all the information before I make a decision?
You can delay it at any time, but you're negotiating for the moment. This is what I'm doing here at the moment, and you can say, I will do this for the first 6 months, first year, 2 years, and then I'll learn more, I'll get better, and I'll know how to do better. But that's your choice. Or you can say, hey, just give me whatever you can give me, and let me go out and get some information. We'll come back and negotiate on 50, 60% of it. He's trying to get it done right then, right now, because that's his job.
Right.
And if you want to delay it, I'm not going to say your best advantage is right then, but right now I'm excited. I'm moving. I got a lot of people. I got leeway to do a lot of things. When you come back, it may not be the same, but okay. You're gambling, and you know that, because it could be greater later. So I can't tell you which way. That's the decision you're going to have to make.
Okay. Okay. Now, I have one more question. That's in regards to something you've been saying for a while now, that, you know, all this is being documented. You got the letters from the banks saying it wasn't going to happen, and now it is going to happen. The Congress people, what have you, and all this has been documented. It's supposed to be in some sort of a book form. Now, you said for years that we may know 30 to 40% of what's going on. My question is, will we ever, in the future, know what the other 60% was?
I don't know what they might declassify or when they declassify. You get the show, it takes 20 years for something to get declassified. I mean, we may not even care about everything else that was going on. Okay? We're just going to do it. But, you know, history will let us know, because it will be part of history.
Okay.
It's too big not to be. There's too many people. It's going to change too much of the economy, and plus we'll have our own history. I already know. We know there's at least four people that are planning on making this whole thing a movie. I mean, they're doing their different versions, but it will be a movie. It's been in parts of movies, but it will definitely be throughout the internet and a historic event. Not the day it happens, and maybe not even 2 years from now. But of all the millionaires and multimillionaires, commodities, and what they do, if it all can be traced back to right here, it will be an event in our history.
Okay. Because I'd be curious to know what stopped it so many times.
Oh,
just
no, you wouldn't. You wouldn't even care. You're out spending money, making money, changing lives. Be like, that's in the past. Only ones that's going to be curious, it's me and a bunch of people, if we end up in court, then we're going to want to know what stopped it. Okay.
I hear you. All right. Well, that's pretty much what I had.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. 386 area. You're home.
Hey, hello, Mr. Ray and Mr. Tony.
Greetings.
Hey, good morning.
Now, I can't get in the forum, and I can't get in the call, but I do have a question for you. I remember a while back you were stating that if you have X amount of dollars, you will be eligible to be included in the second basket. How will we find out about the second basket?
Well, so if you have $10 million or more, okay, then you are you should be eligible to invest, and you would be a what do you call it, Ray? Sophisticated investor.
Okay.
And that's what they're going to look for. But it's like any other investment, business opportunity, or deal of the week. You're going to have to find out about it. Now, whether that's through your banker. And he says, hey, I got a great deal for you. This is what we've learned so far in the bank that's pushing it. Or it's through somebody you met here at TNT on the internet, or you're hanging around and you hear when Ray puts out, these are the next seven currencies in the basket. And then he's going to lead the charge on that because I'm going to be on vacation.
Okay. I was wondering because you'd said that you already knew what the next ones were going to be, but you couldn't release that information, which I understand. I was just wondering if
I would tell you guys, years ago, they gave us a list of the next basket. And I'm pretty sure, years ago, and in January, I think we got an updated list of the next basket. But that doesn't mean it can't change tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, and another thing. I don't know if you got my text or not about what my brother did when he had his rectal exam. He had his wife right across his cheeks, exit only.
No, I didn't get that text.
Exit, and the doctor about wet himself when he saw that.
I bet he did. Look. So,
all right.
The difference is I had a female doctor, so it was something else. Sorry.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you much. You guys.
All right. Later. Thanks. Have a good
Take
day.
Bye bye.
Yes, at it.
580. You're on.
580. Oh, that's me.
That's you.
I'm here.
Okay.
Hello?
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? This is my first time on the call. I almost passed it up because I'm a 580 is an Oklahoma number, but I'm actually in Arkansas. So
you messed up twice, huh?
Well, I guess so. But I have a question. The other day on the call, there was a lady called in and said that she was from Arkansas, and you said something about Arkansas people was going to have to exchange in Texas. Okay, now in our district, are we still going to go by districts, or are we going to go just wherever we can?
Okay, so let me clarify this again. The guy just asked. She asked me about Wells Fargo Bank. So I contacted people at Wells Fargo that I know. They said they have no branches there. They don't do anything with Arkansas. And when the call came, if you wanted to go to Wells Fargo, they're supposed to refer you to a location in Texas. That's what I was told.
Okay, and that's just for Wells Fargo. Okay, and that even goes for the Wells Fargo in Memphis? I know they've got a Wells Fargo, but our district covers several states. It's got Illinois, Kentucky. We got part of Tennessee in there. So all of those people, if they want to go to a Wells Fargo, they're going to go to Texas?
No. I asked about Arkansas, and he said that was close, and you would probably go to Texas. If you are somewhere and it's closer and there's a Wells Fargo in Memphis and you want Wells Fargo, then tell them that's where you want to go.
Okay. So, I understand now. Okay, and I have another question, if that's okay. Gifting currency, if you gift currency, and I know there's supposed to be like a gift tax, that gift tax will be on the giver, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, is that gift tax going to be the rate it was when you give it, or is it going to be at the new rate? Because there's going to be a great big difference there.
Okay. First of all, if you're going to give it to somebody, give it to them before the rate changes.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So when we pay a gift tax on what we give them, it will be at the rate it was at the time that we give it to them, right? And not the new rate.
Yes.
Okay. Because I was worried because I've given a lot of it away, and I did, at the time when I didn't think it was going to go for anything. And so I was thinking, oh, my Lord, I'm going to be paying hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes. And really, if it's the tax on what it was before it was any value, then it won't be so bad.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Huh?
Did you give anybody more than $15,000 worth?
Oh, no.
then you have nothing to worry about.
Okay, so it would be the 15,000 in the okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have nothing to worry about.
Have you listened to the Utopian Way of Giving?
Uh huh.
You have?
Yeah, I've been listening. I've been listening to this call forever, forever and ever and ever. I've been on this call for it's been about 8 years. My brother. My dad got sick, and he lived with me. And my brother, he was a businessman from Fayetteville, Arkansas, and he brought me a $100,000 note when, it's been about 8 or 9 years ago. And he said, sis, he said, put this in your safe. And I said, what for? And he said, just put it in your safe. And, you know, I put it in my safe, and he didn't explain nothing.
Wait a minute, sis. Wait a minute, sis. What does that have to do with utopian giving?
I don't know.
You're getting off subject, dear.
I don't know.
All right, we're going to end this. We're going to end this real quick and short. These are your two choices.
Uh-huh.
Let's say you have 1 million Iraqi dinar.
Uh-huh.
Cost you $1,000.
Okay.
Now, if you want to give it to an individual, you're going to do that before it revalues because you don't want to give it to them. If it revalues at $3, that's going to be $3 million. You don't want to get hit with a gift tax on $3 million giving it to
that
individual. So you want to give it away before the RV.
Yes.
Now,
that's
option A.
And that's what I have.
That's option A.
Uh-huh.
Now, option B, you can hold the 1 million dinar until it revalues at, say, $3, and now it has a value of $3 million, then you can get with that individual that you were thinking of giving it to and create a charity for them to run. Donate the $3 million to their charity. Thereby, now you have a $3 million tax write-off. Now, you choose which one you want.
Yeah, well, if I'd have thought of that 8 years ago, I would have done that one, but it didn't happen that way.
All righty. Thank you.
It's been a long time ago.
That's the utopian way of giving that you may have missed out on. But.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, thank you, and I appreciate it.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. All right, sir. Let's wrap this one up.
Oh, okay. Well, all right, guys. It is Monday. We are still here, but we're still at the starting line, ready to go. The banks are still there, ready to go, with the exception of, you know, Texas, not really Texas, the exception of Texas, who are still doing some training. So we're waiting on that, or we're waiting on Iraq, or we're waiting on the Treasury. I don't really know who we're waiting on, because we keep waiting, and every week they keep telling us it's ready. And they give us a window, not to get anybody disappointed, because we know we're right there. Today, in Iraq, they were telling them that it's going to happen. And they're telling them that it's not going to happen. And he's telling me it's changing every 10 to 15 minutes, but there's a ton of information about the revaluation, redenomination, or the revalue of the currency that's being broadcast on their television today. So again, I say we're in a good position. We're ready to go. And if you're really, really smart, or maybe not, Friday, you bought some more dong. Or not, maybe today, you buy some more dong. Because at $50 a week, you're making somewhere between $500,000 and $2.5 million a week. Every time you spend $50, according to our banking sources, why not be smart? They keep dragging it out. We can keep getting richer at $50 a week. Let's do it. All right, Ray. Enjoy the rest of your day, guys.
All right, ladies and gents, that's it for this marvelous Monday. We'll see what happens on Hump Day Wednesday, unless something happens before then. And if it does, we will contact you and bring you to the call and update you. Keep believing. Be sure to.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire. You to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Are you ready to walk into your freedom?
The word tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough.
Are you ready for your miracle?
That God's going to do it for you.
In the morning.
If you don't remember anything else,
I believe.
Remember this.
Your storm is over.
sober, I feel it. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I feel it. You made it through it.
About your future.
To stop conference recording, press 1. To reach this session is no longer being recorded.
Hello. This is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
What?
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your Monday. We are out of here.